Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
On your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles, brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap! Crackle! Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Shadow of Hangman's Tree. Wranglers, did you know that you can make a big batch of your very own candy in 6 minutes flat? Well, you can. That's all the time it takes to whip up some delicious Kellogg's Rice Krispie treats. And do they spark your appetite? Crisp, crisp Rice Krispies covered all over with smooth, smooth marshmallow. Here's a treat that's a super treat. Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats. I'll be back in a jiffy to tell you all about this sweet candy you make all by yourself. So keep listening. Since trouble was everywhere in the Old West, United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were constantly in danger. But they never found danger more real or threatening than the day they made camp in the Shadow of Hangman's Tree.
Kind of silly, Bill.
What's silly, Jingles?
Oh, that song I was singing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Now, Bill.
Sorry, partner.
Oh, what I mean is that Joker ain't no pinto. He ain't trusty. And this ain't the Sunset Trail. It's high noon and I'm hungry.
Yeah, I guess it is lunchtime. Let's pull over under that big oak tree and rest a while. Get around there, Buckshot.
Get over, Joker. You know, that's the best idea old Bill's had all morning. Looks so cool and shady under there that I might just stay here and let you go on by yourself, Bill.
Now, don't go getting lazy, Jingles. We've got too much work to do.
Joker fool. I ain't lazy, Bill. I just can't see any reason for doing anything unless there's something that needs doing. Now, hold still, Joker.
Start a fire, Jingles. I'll get the stuff for lunch out of the saddlebags.
All right. But get out plenty. I'm real hungry.
Hey, wait just a minute. Looks like we got company.
Where?
Coming down the trail there. That's sure a long-legged mule he's riding.
Yeah. For a minute, I didn't know which was which. One on top's about as long-eared and jug-headed as the mule.
He sure looks like a stranger to this country. That beaver hat and frock coat are a lot different than a cowboy's rig.
Yeah, but even with them crows, he don't look like a dude to me. Howdy, stranger. Pull up and set a while.
Whoa, now. Howdy there. Good day, all. Whoa, Herman.
Make yourself at home, mister. Care to join us for lunch?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't mind if I do.
Did I hear you call that mule yours Herman?
Yes. Yes, you did. That's my twin brother.
The mule?
Oh, no, no, no. Herman. The mule is named after him. My name is Horace. Horace Fineweather.
Oh.
Glad to know you, Mr. Fineweather. My name's Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok, that is.
And this is my deputy, Jingles.
Oh, yes. Well, he's a large one, isn't he?
Yeah. Now, don't believe that old stuff about good things always coming in small packages, Horace. There's a lot of me, but it's all good.
Let's get lunch ready, Jingles, and give Mr. Fineweather a chance to relax.
Well, just call me Horace, please. Fineweather is such a cumbersome name, Mr. Hickok. But it just happens... Hickok? You're Wild Bill Hickok?
Well, that's what I said a long time ago.
Why, you're a United States Marshal.
That's right.
Oh, well, good. We need a lawman around here. There's something going on that we should look into.
Like what?
Like murder.
Murder?
Yes, indeed. People shot from ambush. poor old Mr. Blaine, too. Oh, what a pity.
Oh, what about Mr. Blaine?
Well, he said hello to two men at his front gate. And did they say hello back to him?
I don't know.
Well, they did not. They shot him four times. Now, that's illegal, isn't it, Marshal?
It sure is. But what started all this shooting?
Well, you mean who started it?
You mean you know who's been doing the killing?
Well, of course I do. I know what everybody in Sand Valley does. I'm a snooper. That's my business.
A snooper?
Yes. We don't have any newspapers in the valley, so people don't know what their neighbors are up to. Well, I make it my business to find out, and I pass on the information. For a small fee, of course. What's a nice business? Pays very well.
Sounds to me like you're just an old gossip.
Yes, for money.
And you say you found out who's been doing the killing around here.
Precisely.
Well, if you have any information that will help the law catch up with them, it's your duty to give it to us.
Well, if you two will hide your horses back in the trees and then find a place where you can watch me and still not be seen, I can show you the killers.
You mean right here?
That's right. They're to meet me here in just a few minutes and pay me for some information. I thought it'd be appropriate for us to meet in the shade of Hangman's Tree.
Hangman's Tree?
Yes. This old oak has had so many murderers and horse thieves hung from its branches in the past that I thought it'd make a lovely spot to meet the two killers.
I can't say that I like your ideas, Mr. Fineweather, but I'd like to have a talk with these two men you're meeting.
Bill, I ain't sure I want to talk to anybody this gent knows. He sounds to me like he's local.
Well, we better find out what this is all about, partner. Might be really serious.
Sounds awful serious so far.
Well, Jingles and I will hide the horses in the trees. Then we'll get behind those big rocks and stay out of sight.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll be well rewarded. Now, just wait until you hear what these men have to say.
Cover, Jingles.
I'm already behind the oak tree. That's the bigger hunk of cover in sight. Who's doing the shooting?
I don't know, but they sure mean business. They're shooting to kill.
Hey, wake up, Charlie.
Hey, what happened?
Oh, some low-down sneaking varmint's done run off with our box of Rice Krispies, and if I ever catch that mean chick, I'll...
Cool your fire, Slim, cool your fire. I gave away our box of Rice Krispies. Gave it to young John, the boss's son, last night after chow. But we'll get to enjoy those Rice Krispies yet, you see.
But how can we if you give them away?
That's what I was trying to tell you. I gave them to young John so he could make us a batch of Rice Krispie treats. You know, the swell-tasting marshmallow candy squares we all went wild over a while back.
Oh, why didn't you say so, Charlie? Golly gee, I really take the Rice Krispie treats in a big way. When'll they be done?
Well, they were done 6 minutes after he started on them last night. Rice Krispie treats are just about the quickest snack I know of to fix. Why, once our Wrangler friends get the fixings together, a bag of marshmallows and a box of Rice Krispies, they'll have themselves a sweet-eating treat in just 6 short minutes. Think of it.
Say, wouldn't you like to give these Rice Krispie treats a try right soon? Just have your mom rope you a bag of marshmallows and a box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and whip up a batch of Rice Krispie treats and show mom how good a cook you are.
As Wild Bill and Jingles stood talking to the strange Mr. Fineweather in the shade of Hangman's Tree, they were fired on from ambush, and they dove for cover as rifle bullets crashed around them.
The shots came from up on the hill, Jingles.
I don't care where they're from. I wish they'd cut it out.
I see them right where that puff of smoke is.
Where? Oh, yeah. They're standing out in the open.
Save your lead, Jingles. You can't hit them with a six-gun. That was a long-range rifle they were using on us.
Look at them strolling over the top of the hill like they were out for a walk. Wait till I get a little closer to those bushwhackers.
You know, I do believe those two men are the men I was telling you about.
Oh, hello, Horace. I haven't heard from you since the shooting started.
Well, I thought it best to stay behind a large rock and be quiet. I don't care for bullets.
You or me neither.
Those could be your killers, all right, Horace. Trigger happy enough.
Are we going to trail them, Bill?
We sure are. Come on, let's go.
Ah, good. I'll go with you. I might be able to get in a little valuable snooping.
Nothing doing. That mule of yours couldn't keep up. Besides, Jingles and I can work better without you.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
I want to talk to you some more, though. Where can I meet you this afternoon?
But how about my office, a Sand City Real Estate Company? It's right on the main street in Sand City.
That'll be fine. We'll see you there about 3 o'clock.
Come on, Bill. Those dry gulchers will be 10 miles ahead of us.
All right, Jingles. Let's hit the saddle and run them down.
Bill, I met some pretty strange hombres in my time, but that horse Fineweather is out in front by a mile.
He is sort of different, isn't he?
Different? He's as nutty as a pecan pie.
I'm not so sure, Jingles. I think he's a lot smarter than we give him credit for being.
Oh, he hasn't got sense enough to get his hat on right side up.
Yeah? Well, he's got sense enough to almost get us shot down by a couple of bushwhackers.
How can you say that, Bill? He was standing right there with us when those two varmen started shooting.
Yeah, but remember this? He wasn't standing anywhere near the line of fire.
I guess you're right. Those bullets were meant for you and me and nobody else.
And I've noticed something else in the last mile or so. Whoa, Extra.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Now, what was that, Bill?
Well, these tracks we're following are slowly circling around, always turning to the left. If they keep on that way, those two riders will be heading straight for Sand City.
Well, that's where Horace has his office.
That's right. And we're supposed to meet him there at 3 o'clock.
You think that when we walk in, all three of them will be waiting for us with their 6 guns pointed right at our vest buttons?
I think that's a real good hunch.
Then let's not go.
Let's take a shortcut and get there early. I'll bet we can really surprise somebody at the Sand City Real Estate Company.
Interested in your problem, Cy. All I want is your ranch.
You want my ranch at your price, Fineweather? Well, you're not going to get it. Maybe some of my neighbors have sold their place to you, but I don't scare that easy.
Two of your neighbors are dead now. Seems to me they were the ones who were saying they wouldn't sell their ranches.
Yes, Blaine was the last one.
That's right. And I own his ranch now.
You do?
Yes, I bought it from his heirs. They sold it to me at a ridiculously low price. Yes, think it over, Cy. My offer is good until midnight.
I've already thought it over, and I ain't selling. And if them gun hands of yours come around my place tonight, they better come loaded for bear. They'll think they run smack into the middle of a war.
You're a very foolish man, Cy. It's too bad you won't be with us long.
I wished we had a lawman in this town who'd be willing to stand up to you and your land-grabbing gun slicks. But since we ain't, I'll make my own law. Come on after me if you want to. I'll be ready for you.
Speed, come in here.
Yeah? What do you want?
I just want to make sure that our plans don't slip up again, like they did out at Hangman's Tree this noon.
Oh, boss, that was a long shot. We missed, that's all.
I don't pay you and Blackie to miss. Where is Blackie, anyhow?
His horse threw a shoe on the trail. He's getting another one put on.
They'll go down to the blacksmith shop and tell him we're riding again tonight. Old Cy was just in here, and he refused to sell to me.
So you want us to get rid of him tonight?
Of course. I want that big ranch of his. If I can buy it from his heirs, I'll have the whole upper end of the valley. And I can sell it for a fortune to the syndicate from Kansas City. And without it, I haven't a chance.
Okay. I guess you know what you're doing. The law ain't caught up with you yet.
And it won't. Hickok and his big deputy are the only ones that worry me, and we'll take care of them before tonight.
Oh, that might be easier said than done.
Yes, but I have it all figured out. Hickok and Jingles are coming here at 3 o'clock.
Here?
Yes, that's right. They think I'm just a crazy old town gossip. I told them about the killings that have been going on lately, and I let them think I have some more information for them.
You sure take some awful chances.
I wanted to be sure they'd show up. When they get here, I'll talk to them while you and Blackie stay outside and watch through the window. And when you see your chance, finish them off.
We better get him with the first shot. I've heard that when you go up against Hickok, you never get a second.
City. Well, we've never been here before, have we, Bill?
No, but we've been through the upper end of the valley. We stopped one night at Cy Garrett's ranch, remember?
Oh, yeah. Nice old guy. Settled a big ranch up there years ago.
That's the one. Maybe we'll get a chance to see him again this trip.
Yeah, maybe we will at that. Hey, this looks like him riding down the main street at us.
Say, it sure is. Howdy there, Cy.
Hello, Joker. Well, Wild Bill and Jingles. Well, what are you two doing in Sand City?
I guess we're here on business.
Yeah, pretty crazy business, if you ask me.
You couldn't have come at a better time. We've had killings and everything else here lately, and the law here in town ain't even interested.
I've heard about the killings, and I'm interested.
Good. Maybe you come just in time to save my life.
Who's out to get you, sir?
There's a couple of hired gun hands. They're just drifters. But they work for a cold-blooded snake called Horace Fineweather.
Horace Fineweather? Bill, that's a crazy old snooper we met.
He ain't crazy. He's ruthless. Making the biggest land grab this valley's ever seen. Turning his gunmen loose on anybody that won't sell to him.
Now, I sort of thought he was putting on an act for us. Have you tangled with him yet, Si?
Yeah, just with a lot of words. But he gave me until tonight to sell him my ranch. And I told him I wouldn't do it. He'll be after me.
Maybe we can stop him. Come on, Jingles. Let's keep our appointment with Horace. Get around there, Buckshot. So long, Si.
See you later, Si.
So long.
There's the office right over there, Jingles. We'll have a talk with this fine weather.
Why talk? Why not just go in and haul him off to jail?
It's not that easy. We have to have some proof first.
Proof? Sometimes being a lawman is too complicated to suit me. Oh, Joker, oh, now pull in that hitch rack.
Get in there, Buckshot. You better let me do the talking, Jingles.
Yeah, it's all right with me. You do the talking and I'll do the poking in the snoot.
Now, don't start anything. We've got to figure this out, so go in as though we don't suspect a thing.
Oh, Bill, now, I don't like to pretend to be... Oh, hello, Horace. Just dropped in like we said we would to pass the time of day.
Well, come in. I'm glad you came in. Yes, I'm glad. Sit down. Both of you.
No, thanks. We'll stand. We can't stay very long.
Oh, well, that's too bad. And I have some very fine information for you. I've been snooping again. Yes, I have.
I'll bet you have.
Yeah. Why, what do you mean?
He means we're pretty sure what you're up to, Fineweather.
He is? I mean, he does? Oh, well, now, isn't that wonderful?
And you can drop that crazy act. We just talked to Si Garrett.
All right, Hickok. Let's talk straight there.
Don't move any closer to that desk. I see the gun in the drawer.
Bill!
Don't you move either, Hickok. You got two guns pointing at you.
He's right, Bill. There's two of them at the window.
Now, I'll just get my gun, and that'll make three. Hickok, it looks like you've reached the end of the trail.
Hey!
Say, cowpunchers, those six shots are just to remind you that you can cook up a batch of those sweet-tasting Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats in just 6 short minutes. That's right. 6 short minutes and these marshmallow candy squares are ready to get your enjoys out of.
Mm-mm.
All a feller needs is a bag of marshmallows, some of Mom's butter or margarine, a box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, and boy, you're in business.
Now, here's the chance you've been waiting for to show Mom how good a cook you are. Golly, you'll have loads of fun making these Rice Krispie treats. Loads of fun downing them, too. What a flavor combination. Smooth marshmallow and crisp Rice Krispies.
Golly, when those golden bubbles of rice get coated all over with that sweet-tasting marshmallow, you got yourself a treat that can't be beat. So give Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats a try real soon. Have Mom get you a bag of marshmallows and a box of your favorite Snap, Crackle, Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Remember, you can make yourself a batch of these new candy squares in just 6 minutes flat. Recipes right on the backs of the Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages. While Bill and Jingles were covered by the guns of Horace Fineweather and his two hired killers, when suddenly a shot came from outside the office and touched off a sudden gunfight.
No! Bill, I'm hit.
Jingles.
Horace is getting away.
Well, we'll get him later. How badly are you hurt?
Not as bad as I thought at first. Slug bounced off my shoulder and smashed me into the wall.
Here, we'll get your jacket off. I'll go to work on that shoulder.
But all three of them owl hoots got away.
Just two of them. Whoever fired that first shot from out in the street got one of the gents outside the window. Well, that's one less gun sick we'll have to catch.
Hill! Jingles! You all right?
Howdy, Si.
Yeah, I'm all right, but Jingles is nicked up a bit.
Well, I come back and saw them Jaspers knock out the window and draw down on you. I pulled the trigger right then.
You did all right, too, Si. One of them's lying real still outside the window. The other two were so busy that they didn't kill us like they planned to.
Bill, I got me a personal grudge against that big moose that shot me and against that crazy Fineweather. Let's get him, shall we?
That's fine with me.
Good.
You know, I think Horace is just crazy enough for money that, well, he'll show up at Si's ranch tonight like he planned. If he does, we'll be waiting for him.
Well, I can't think of a better way to spend the evening.
All right. Let's take that wounded gent off to jail and then see if we can trap the other two.
a nice rocking chair you got here, Si.
Well, you just be comfortable, Jingles. I'm real sorry you got shot on my account.
Oh, now it ain't much. You didn't have to give me your favorite chair. I ain't hurt that bad.
Now, you just stay where you are. I'm grateful to you and Bill.
We haven't done much yet, Si. But it's getting dark pretty fast. I'm hoping those two will be along pretty quick.
Well, I ain't no rush, but when they get here, I want a chance at them.
You take it easy with that arm of yours, Jingles. Si and I can handle them.
Now, you ain't leaving me out of this.
Well, all right. Your job will be to put out the lamp as soon as I open the door.
And don't forget to stay down on the floor when you open that door, Bill. Old man Blaine made the mistake of standing in the doorway. They shot him as soon as he said hello.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Si, you stand over by the table where you can get a clear shot.
And I just put out the lamp.
That's all, partner, but get it out fast. Shoot it out if you have to. Quiet. I heard horses stopping.
Bill, they're here.
Yeah, get on low, Jingles. I don't want them to know you and I are here. Si, you stand where you can see through the window, but not where they can get a good shot at you.
I got you, Bill.
All right, quiet now, everybody.
Hey, it's a trap!
Gun him down, Spade! Let him have it!
I'm getting out!
No, you're not! I got the big one!
I can hear you, Hickok! I'll get you anyhow!
You missed. No, I'm gonna get you.
Down,
I'm holding him, Jingles. Light that lamp.
What lamp? I shot it to pieces.
I'll light a candle. There.
Now, get in that chair. There. All right, get a piece of rope, Si. We'll tie him up. I think we can prove that he's been doing all the killing.
Hickok, if you hadn't blundered into the valley, everything would have been just perfect.
No, I don't know. I think it's just about perfect the way it is. Your gang's broken up, and you're going to jail for a nice long time. Your days of professional snooping are over.
You want to take over the job, Jingles?
Nope, Si. I don't believe much in rounding up gossip, but I have got a little bit for Mr. Fineweather.
What's that?
Well, he should know that pretending to be crazy wouldn't impress Wild Bill Hickok. Bill's been trailing around with me for years.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Have a nice weekend, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You bet we will, with a story about one of the meanest gents we ever did meet. Matter of fact, we call it Born Mean.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Partners, tomorrow at breakfast, don't get grabby for the cereal. No need to if Kellogg's Variety Pack is on the breakfast table. Because in Kellogg's Variety Pack, there are 10 personal portions of Kellogg's good and healthful cereals, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, and others. Each is extra fresh in a personal portion box. Ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Variety Pack so you can lasso a personal portion of your favorite Kellogg's cereal. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Howard McNear, Tim Graham, and Frank Gerstle. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild!